This is Esther Abrami. Welcome to Women in Classical, the podcast where I meet with inspiring women from the classical music world and discuss their unique careers, the challenges that they face, and the insights that they'd wish to have known when entering the music business. Today, we have the wonderful Anna Lapwood. Welcome.
It's so lovely to see you.
So important that we show people that classical musicians are human beings and we are imperfect. I was told that I shouldn't take up the organ because I'm female, and that's a whole sort of different kettle of fish. And then I was told that I was making the wrong decision going to be a director of music because I should go to conservatoire instead. And then I was told that social media was wrong. And it's exhausting. Yeah. It's really exhausting. And you have to justify it to yourself and say, actually, no, I know the sort of path that I want to take, and I think this might be the right way to do it. And it was kind of all part of her healing and the music therapy. And I think this whole idea of taking something really bad and making it positive and turning it around. I find that really inspirational.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, not at all. Thanks for having me.
Next to me, we have the wonderful Professor Dr. Shirley Thompson, OBE.
At the time, I didn't realise the significance of a woman writing a symphony. I was just writing a symphony because I thought everybody, that's what composers were doing in their attics, writing symphonies. And then I found out later through a magazine that I had made history by writing a symphony. I was the first woman to have written a symphony and conducted it in 40 years or something. And I didn't know that. So that was news to me. All the women that haven't been credited for groundbreaking work, I really admire them, because if you're not credited, how do you find the faith to continue? You need some kind of endorsement to continue.
Absolutely.
And the fact that they all continued without any kind of endorsement, they continued anyway. I think we're the luckiest people in the world if we're musicians and creative artists.
Thank you so much for sharing all of
thank
that with
Esther.
Me.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. It's a really interesting discussion. I learn a lot.
I have the absolutely wonderful Rachel Portman next to me. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. You know, the shocking thing is that when I was studying music, there weren't any women. Where were they? And that's really shocking. But it just shows, doesn't it? It shows how terrible things have been.
Yeah. How has it been working, I guess, in the industry and being the only one of the only one?
I've never considered myself, a female composer or woman composer. I'm just a composer. These questions all started coming up a lot after I won the Oscar, because I was the first woman. It was suddenly, I was asked by everybody about it. And I hadn't really thought about it before then. I mean, I was aware that directors were saying, oh, it's really quite unusual to have I'm going to hire you, but you know, this is the first time. So it's something that needs to be talked about a lot. And it is much more now.
Well, thank you so much for being here today
Thank you.
Talking to me.
I've enjoyed it.